It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Albert C. Ruxer Field, Jasper, Indiana, for Hatchet Baseball. What turned out to be a beautiful day on a Thursday afternoon. A Big 8 conference battle with the 6-1 Washington Hatchets going head-to-head with the home team, the 7-2 Jasper Wildcats. This is our Hatchet pregame show brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Once again, alongside to help with the broadcast today, Steve Brothers. And, bro, it's no secret when these two teams meet, whatever sport it may be. In this case, we're talking baseball today. It's never an easy task for a Hatchet team.
Well, we think it's been nearly 25 years since the Hatchets have defeated the Wildcats in baseball. 23 or so years, I believe. But there's been some several close calls in that span that we were talking about earlier. I can think of a couple. One was a sectional game where we almost pulled it off. But this year, with a 6-1 record, boy, we have as good a chance as any to break that streak.
Well, six seniors, two juniors, and a freshman make up the starting nine for the Hatchets this year, so they do have experience behind them. And, boy, one thing about it, yes, there's no doubt this is going to be a good ball game this afternoon, but the second part of that, we're playing at Ruxer Field in Jasper, and it is always tough to win here on their home field.
This is a beautiful ballpark, no question about it, probably the best in southwestern Indiana anyway. I was telling you on the way down here that it's so old that I even played high school baseball on this field, and it was beautiful back then.
They have a tremendous facility, almost semi-pro level, you know, with the setup and the press box, the stands. You just couldn't ask for a better facility here, Jasper.
They could use a little ivy on the home run fence. That would just set it off perfectly.
Well, the Hatchets fresh off a big win against the Linton Miners, and I'll tell you what, Coach Reed real happy with his team's performance in that win. Linton has two players heading to Indiana University to continue their baseball career. They're always solid year in and year out, so that was a notch in the belt for this Hatchet team.
Yeah, Linton, every year they put together a really good ball club in baseball and in football, so that was a big win.
And credit Trey Reed with the win in that game. Trey Reed is 3-0, the freshman, throwing well for Coach Steve Reed in this young season, and I know Coach has all smiles about that for two reasons. Number one, pitching was kind of a question mark heading into this year, and Trey's filled the gap nicely. Number two, it happens to be his freshman son, too, which is never a bad thing.
Well, and I think he's got like a 1.65 earned run average, and he's only allowed three or four hits in the three games that he's played, so a nice start to his high school career.
Absolutely. Well, both teams have taken their warm-ups. Let's take a one-minute timeout for our pregame sponsors, Alan Bubalo and Purdue Farms, and we'll be back with more from Ruxer Field and Jasper right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
One day they're playing grown-up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington, for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Steve Brothers, let's talk about the prescription for success today. It's brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. What do you think for a hatchet victory on the road here at Jasper this afternoon?
Well, I think the most important thing is don't be intimidated, because talent-wise, I think we're as close to matching up with Jasper as we have been in many years. But when you come to this field, it's such a beautiful field, as we mentioned, and, you know, plenty of stands and, you know, nice facility. Sometimes you can run out on that field and get a little bit intimidated. So I think, get a nice start, get a couple of two or three good at-bats here in the first inning, and get into your comfort zone. I think that'll go a long way.
I think it's a very good point. Billy Fleetwood gets the nod on the mound for the Hatchets, the senior. He's off to a good start pitching for Washington this year, and I think he's another big key. Stay calm out there, stay patient, throw strikes. Get ahead on the hitters is always important, too.
Yeah, throwing strikes, I think, in this environment, throwing strikes is critical. If they hit it, hey, they hit it. Maybe we can field it. But don't be walking, people.
You got your fielders behind you, no doubt about it. The Jasper outfield reads at 350 in left center is 375 and 350 out and right. Along the lines, we're looking at 320. So who knows? With the flag blowing towards right field, anything is possible here today.
And that flag is half staff for Mrs. Bush today.
Yep, they're flying the flag and half staff in honor of the passing of former First Lady Barbara Bush here at Ruxer Field in Jasper. Crowd still filing in. They're all wearing coats today. You know, I got to say, though, when we started today, I thought we were going to be frigid and freezing here tonight. But the sun came out, it actually turned out to not be too bad of a day so far.
It's a beautiful day if you're in the booth.
That's a good point.
But I suspect about the seventh inning, it's going to get a little bit chilly.
Freeze warning in effect for tonight, as a matter of fact. Hatchet coverage tonight from Jasper brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency with Donaldson's your number one. Starting lineups are brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, always proud to support our area athletes. For the visitors on the scoreboard, we'll start first with the Hatchets. Billy Fleetwood, the pitcher, bats first. Batting second, the left fielder, Daniel Devine. Batting third is the center fielder, Marcus Thorne. In the cleanup spot, third baseman, Gage Latham. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jaden Penley. DH tonight for Washington will be John Rook. He'll bat for Tyson Wright, who plays right field. First baseman will be Isaac Whitehead, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Trey Reed. Rounding out the lineup for Washington, the second baseman, Wes Edwards. Hatchets are 6-1 under head coach Steve Reed. For the Jasper Wildcats, they'll bat first the shortstop, Josh Weidenbinner. Batting second is the second baseman, Grant Albrand. Batting third is the third baseman, Austin Simmers. Batting fourth for Jasper, the DH, Trevor Croft. Trevor will bat for the Jasper pitcher, Seth Mindel. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Jacob Lentz. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Noah Lubbenhusen. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Quentin Gordon. Eighth is the catcher, Carter Stamm. And batting ninth is the first baseman, Justin Person. Jasper, under head coach Terry Gobert, who has done a fine job with this program. He's been here for a while now, bro.
I'll tell you what, Terry's a great guy. He's a tremendous baseball coach, has five state championships under his belt, and a legend here at Jasper.
Well, both teams have been introduced now. They're standing on the field as we have the national anthem coming up and our first pitch just around the corner. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Springfield work and planning is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and tanks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. Watch your speed, keep your lights on, and beware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a fruitful planting season for everyone.
Freddy Energy, locally owned and operated in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
It's April, the perfect time to test drive a new Jeep Wrangler from the Washington Chrysler Center. The spring sales event continues all month with big savings on the full line of Jeep Wranglers. Two doors for fun or four doors for family hauling. The new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL features the new body style and an 8-speed automatic transmission for pulling and throwing mud. Removable hard tops and soft tops available. Soup it up with a lift kit or other accessories from Washington Chrysler. April is Jeep Wrangler Month, and there's a great selection to choose from waiting for you at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Welcome back to Rexford Field and Jasper. We're ready for first pitch tonight of the Jasper Wildcats 7-2, Washington Hatchet 6-1. It's Big 8 Conference Baseball. One thing about it this year, it's a little different feel, bro. It is still for the conference we're battling for, but one thing we don't have to worry about is seeing this Jasper team come postseason tournament time.
Thank God for that. For decades, that's been a monkey on our back that no matter what kind of a season you're having, you could be having a great season. You still had to face the Wildcats sometime if you wanted to win the sectional, and that was really a tough thing to overcome. So that's a big load off of our back for sure.
Five seniors, three juniors, and a sophomore in the starting nine for Washington at the Hill for the – or excuse me, in the lineup for Jasper. At the Hill for the Wildcats will be Seth Mendel. He gets the starting nod for the Wildcats, taking his warm-up tosses now. Due up for the Hatchets in the first, Billy Fleetwood, Daniel Devine, and Marcus Thorne. Had a little excitement in that Linton game as Isaac Whitehead went yard and hit one deep for the Hatchets. He's got the power behind that swing, so we'll see what he can do today. Left-hand hitter with the wind blowing towards right.
Yeah, that wind looks pretty strong. The flag's flapping out toward right field.
Setting the outfield for Jasper, Quentin Gordon's in left, Jacob Lentz in center, Noah Lubbenhusen in right. Around the infield, third base, Austin Simmers, Josh Weidenbinder at short, Grant Albrand at second, Justin Person at first. Carter Stamm is behind the plate, and the pitchers we said, Seth Mendel. Final toss is taken. There's the throw down to second. Let's get this one underway, Steve Brothers. What do you say?
Let's play ball.
I look forward to a good one this afternoon. One thing I want to pass along, the Vincennes game was scheduled for Monday, got postponed due to cold, frigid temperatures. That's rescheduled for May 4th, so make that change on your calendar if you're keeping one at home. May 4th will be the conference makeup game with Vincennes.
By the way, a new Major League record was set for a number of games postponed at this date in the schedule.
25, I heard. Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We're playing ball today, and here's the first pitch from Ruxer Field and Jasper. It's low and inside for ball one to the leadoff hitter, Billy Fleetwood.
Several of those games were at Wrigley, weren't they?
Yes.
Postponed games.
Fleetwood hits this one sharply, foul and out of play. Evens it up at 1-1.
Got out in front of it a little bit and went out to the cemetery in the left field foul territory.
Billy Fleetwood batting 286. Hitting in the leadoff spot tonight with the absence of Jacob Mason. Mason is out. 1-2 the count now to Billy Fleetwood.
Foul ball nearly hit his coach, Steve Reed, at third base coaching box.
Daniel Devine is waiting on deck. So Mendel gets ahead in the count. 1-2. We'll see what he comes up with here. Low for ball two. Evens it up at 2-2. Looks like he was coming right at him, bro.
That was close.
Two balls, two strikes to the senior Billy Fleetwood. Leadoff man here, Jasper, just underway. There's a call, strike three. Nip the outside corner. Fleetwood goes down looking for out number one.
Well, it takes some guts to take a pitch that close when you have two strikes on you.
Got to watch that.
You got to swing the bat.
Got to venture to say Mendel's one of their aces for Jasper.
Yes.
You can see that early on.
Well, with the conference game, I'm sure he is.
From the full wine, Mendel gets his sign and brings it to Devine, high and outside for ball one. Today's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, your hometown pharmacy. and your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Devine gets under this one. Popped up on the infield. Shortstop Josh Weidenbinner underneath it for out number two. So two up, two down for the Hatchets in the first. I'll leave it up to Marcus Thorne, the center fielder.
Well, this has been pretty quick so far. Two up, two down.
Thorne, a senior, was at the awards banquet last night, senior awards night.
How did that go, Dwayne?
It went really well. Marcus honored his father as his positive educator and mentor. Really nice speech from Marcus.
You surely didn't get honored, did you, Dwayne?
Don't call me Shirley. 1-0 count to Marcus Thorne. This one chopped foul back into the Hatchet dugout. Evens it up at 1-1. Nice snag over there by Gage Latham in the on-deck circle.
My colleague here was honored by Caleb Knepp, intern for the radio station.
It was quite an honor. Appreciate that from Caleb. Had a good time last night. Really nice ceremony.
That's always a good evening for everybody.
The 1-1 pitch. Miss Lowe, 2-1 the count now. Gage Latham waiting on deck. Cleanup hitter for the Hatchets. If Thorne could stay alive so far, Mendels retired the Hatchets in order here in the top of the first. Missed high with that one for ball three. Count runs to 3-1 now.
Well, he's going to have to come right in there now, so let's see if Marcus can get a good cut.
Three balls, one strike. The pitch, low for ball four. So Thorne trots down to first with a two-out walk.
There went the perfect game. Gage Latham up now.
Gage Latham. The Hatchets in the away gold, trimmed in black. Jasper's in white. The home team on the board. So the Hatchets have a runner with two outs. Latham at the plate. Looks at the first one for a called strike. Washington right back in action tomorrow. They've got the road trip to Tecumseh High School in Linville, Indiana.
Well, I tell you, in late April and all through May, it's just baseball almost every day on the high school level.
Going to be busy. Runner going. Thorne trots down to second. The call is a ball. The throw gets away from the second baseman. Center fielder tracks it down. Thorne stays on second. So he's now standing in scoring position.
Jasper middle infielders did not do a very good job of backing up that throw from the catcher. As the ball went into center field, no one was there to stop it.
Not real strong on that throw from
Stam.
He didn't have a good one to throw, though. So 1-1 pitch now to Gage Latham inside for ball two. 2-1 the count. If Gage stays alive, Jaden Pendley is waiting on deck.
Be nice to put a run on the scoreboard here early in the first inning.
Gives your pitcher a little comfort going out there. The 2-1 pitch to Gage Latham. That's a nice curveball.
That was a beauty.
Nip the inside corner for a called strike. Evens it up at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Top of the first. Mendel brings it to the plate. This one chopped foul. Off of Gage's foot, I believe. We'll stay at 2-2. Game coverage tonight brought to you by McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Apply to join the team today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. At Thompson Insurance, Main Street, Washington. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. From the stretch, Mendel gets the sign, checks the runner, and delivers. Low for ball three. We'll run it full now, 3-2. Good battle at the plate for Gage, the big senior. Runs it full, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way.
Marcus needs to get a lead out there at second.
Here we go, 3-2. High and in the air, right field. It's going to be playable. Noah Lubbenhusen underneath it, and he'll make the snag for the third out of the inning. So the Hatchets, no runs, no hits. No errors, one left on. We've played a half an inning. It's Washington nothing. Jasper coming to bat after this one-minute timeout on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renter's Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Josh Weidenbender leads it off for the Jasper Wildcats, squares to bunt, bunts it in the air, and Billy Fleetwood with a diving catch from the pitcher's mound covered some ground there in foul territory, makes the catch for the first out.
That was a web gem right off the bat. Nice effort. I mean, he was laying straight out when he caught that one.
One pitch, one out. That's the way we like it. Grant Albrand bats next. Another lefty in the lineup, and he looks at a called strike. So the first two hitters for Jasper have been left-hand hitters against the right-hand Fleetwood. The 0-1, swung on and missed. Strike two, 0-2.
Billy looks like he means business today.
Not wasting much time. Tries to get him to chase one outside. Runs it to 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Foul this one back. We'll stay at 1-2. Fleetwood, a 1.17 ERA. Pitched 18 innings so far.
Already.
So. There's a called strike three. Nipped the inside corner, and Grant Albrand goes down looking for the second out of the inning.
Well,
nice job, Billy.
Both Billy Fleetwood and Trey Reed have done, you know, the bulk of the pitching in the early part of this season. Both of them put together some nice innings.
Fleetwood wasting no time, bringing it quick inside for ball one to Austin Simmers, the senior third baseman for Jasper. Digs in. He's a right-hand hitter. 1-0. Swung, hit sharply to short. Trey Reed fields it. Long throw over to short. That's in time, and that will do it for Jasper in the first.
Nice play.
Nice play. Trey Reed, the freshman, with a long toss over. Three up, three down. We've completed one here at Ruxer Field in Jasper. Still scoreless with the Hatchets and the Wildcats. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
We only have 30 seconds to describe the newest specialty flavor in the Signature Crafted Recipes collection by McDonald's, Garlic White Cheddar. It starts with crispy, juicy, and delicious buttermilk chicken, layered with a dramatic drizzle of delicious, delectably creamy garlic aioli, a crunchy medley of crispy garlic chips, topped with a slice of melty white cheddar cheese, finished with iceberg lettuce and a juicy tomato slice, all between a soft, warm artisan roll. Luckily, you can take all the time you need to savor it. And don't forget to make time to savor our other signature crafted recipes, pico guacamole and sweet barbecue bacon. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Welcome back to Ruxer Field and Jasper. We move to the top of the second as Jasper and Washington in a good battle so far. Scoreless, due up for the Hatchets here in the second. Jaden Pendley, John Brook, and Isaac Whitehead. They'll get their shot at Seth Mendel.
Dwayne, that last play, that ground ball to short, first of all, that was in the hole, kind of. And, Reed had to, you know, really wing it over there, but it was a nice stretch by Isaac Whitehead at first base because it was a bang-bang play over there, and it was a really good stretch to finish that play off.
Very well done. Pendley lays down a bunt. That's a beauty. Going to be a tough play. The catcher comes out, throws it away, and Pendley's going to take second on the wild throw. Jaden Pendley, a bunt, single, and an air, stands on second with nobody out.
Yeah, that should be scored a single and an error, as you said. And looks like that's what they're giving him. So, good start to this inning.
And the designated hitter, number three, John Rook.
John Rook, the DH, steps in next. He bats for the right fielder, Tyson Wright, in the Hatchet lineup. He's got one out there waiting at second with nobody out. Let's see what John does here. First pitch, swung on a miss for strike one.
Well, if anything, let's try and move the base runner over to third base with nobody out.
The 0-1 pitch from Mendel on the way. And that's high and in. Evens it up at 1-1. Game coverage brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. Jeep Wrangler Month continues. Test drive a new Jeep Wrangler at Washington Chrysler. Big savings waiting for you. A ground 1-1 pitch. Chopped.
I was going to say, Dwayne, a ground ball to second wouldn't be all that bad of a play. That would move the runner over.
Fouled over to Coach Steve Reed. That runs it to 1-2 now.
Let's see if he can get the ball to the right side here with two strikes on it.
John Rick, the 1-2, chops it again, foul. Stay at 1-2. Rook has been at the plate 14 times in six games, 12 at-bats. Four hits for Rook in this season. That's why he's in there as the DH. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Rook goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Second strikeout for Mendel. It's going to send Isaac Whitehead to the plate. Whitehead, again, had a home run in that Linton game. He's batting .316 overall. One of the only lefties in this Hatchet lineup.
Well, Dwayne, this is what you were waiting for. Wind blowing out, lefty up. Let's see what happens.
And the first pitch, high and out of play. Four strike one.
Well,
off of the metal bleachers.
That was foul almost straight back here, so he's right on it. Let's see if he can get out in front of one and send one down to the right field line.
At the Hatchet Hit-A-Thon this year, Isaac had one play to one pitch, drove it out, trotted his bases, and he called it. He's a fun kid, old Isaac. Senior this year, enjoying his senior year. Hit over to second. He does what you asked of him. He hit it to the second baseman.
Well, one out too late, though. But that did advance the runner.
The runner now stands on third with two outs and leaves it up to the freshman, Trey Reed.
Number 21, Trey Reed.
Now a pass ball from a catcher would score Pinley out there at third.
We'll take a balk. We'll take anything.
We're not picky, are we?
No. Balk would be good.
So two out, one on. Trey Reed at the plate here in the top of the second. We're scoreless right now with the Hatchets and Jasper. Trey looks at the first one up and in for ball one. Tonight's game presented by A&R Home Center. They're more than just a hardware store. A&R Home Center in Washington, a proud supporter of the Hatchets. The 1-0. This one hit sharply, just foul down the third baseline.
That would have been huge.
Man, just missed it. Evens it up at 1-1.
We'll take another one just like that, only about 2 feet to the right. That would score the run.
Trey Reed batting .308 on the year. In six games. The 1-1 pitch. That missed outside. 2-1 the count.
Wes Edwards on deck with two out. We got to get this run home.
Let's see what happens here. The 2-1 pitch. There's a called strike.
That was a nice pitch.
2-2.
Took a little off that one.
So Mendo trying to work out of a jam again here in the second. So far he's kept the Hatchets at bay. Runner on third is Jaden Pinley, a 2-2 count to Trey Reed. That one in the dirt. Nice stop there by the catcher for Jasper Carter Stam.
That was a 55-foot pitch.
He saved a runner, though, for sure on that.
3-2 now.
payoff pitch on the way. Let's hit over to short. It's a slow roller. We'll see what kind of wheels Trey's got. Oh, man.
Boy, that was close.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. And first base coach Trey Reed checks it out.
Well.
First base coach Tony Barnard checks it out because Coach Reed asked him.
Yeah.
Almost thought he pulled his foot, but he did not. Coach Barnard confirmed that. It's scored 6-3, and that will end it for the Hatchets in the second. So no runs on the one leadoff hit, one error, and one left on. We've played an inning and a half here at Ruxer Field in Jasper. We're still scoreless. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Donaldson Insurance for all of the service you need. With us, your number one.
John and Martha and the team at Donaldson Insurance in Washington are proud to salute the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. We wish you a fun and safe season on the diamond. Opening ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Good luck this year from the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington.
Donaldson Insurance, with us, your number one.
The DH leads it off for Jasper here in the bottom of the second. That is Trevor Croft. He bats for the pitcher Seth Mendel. Boy, Croft's a big hitter up there on the right side. Be careful with this guy. He's swinging away at the first pitch. Hits it over to third. Gage Latham with a nice diving stop, but unable by the time he gets up. He's not able to make the throw in time. We'll rule that a single for Croft here in the second.
Nice effort, but definitely an infield hit, ground ball. Between third and short, Gage gave it a nice try with a diving stop, but couldn't gather himself to get a good throw over to first.
So Jacob Lintz will bat next. He's a senior center fielder for Jasper with one on and nobody out. Looks at the first one outside for ball one. This is the first Jasper runner of the game. It's Trevor Croft over at first. The pitch, this one chopped. There's a double play ball over to second for one. Wes Edwards fires to first, not in time there. So we'll get it a fielder's choice, get one out, the lead runner. And now Lentz stands on first with one out. Noah Lebehusen bats next. Noah Lebehusen, right fielder, senior.
Gage was pretty deliberate on that play, but he wanted to make sure on that first out because a throw in the right field would have been a big inning. So he did a nice job on that. You know, double plays really aren't as common on the high school level.
Oh, look at that play. Look at that snag by Latham. Now he tosses over to first in time. A double play. How about that?
I meant a 6-4-3 double play. a line drive caught by Latham, and he doubled the guy off first. Great play.
Nice job. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a well-hit ball by Lebehusen. And it looked like it was going through all indications. It shouldn't, bro. Gage Latham saved one there.
Once again, that's the second time we have a player lay out and catch a line drive.
These Hatchets are pumped here at Jasper. They're ready to get that monkey off their back and end this winless drought. After two full, the Jasper Wildcats leave no runners with one hit, no errors, nobody left on. It's Washington and Jasper scoreless. We'll be back in 1 minute. On WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
We move to the top of the third here at Ruxer Field, and boy, this game's moving right along, Steve Brothers.
Well, Dwayne, how often do you hear somebody say you rarely see a double play a nanosecond before a double play happens?
Well, do that again whenever we're back out in the field.
I meant a ground ball, 6-4-3 or something like that.
Wes Edwards tries to lay down a bunt, bunts it foul down the third baseline, so the senior will try again. Second baseman bats ninth, so we got 9-1-2 coming up for the Hatchets here. Wes Edwards, Billy Fleetwood, and Daniel Devine here in the top of the third.
Good ball game already, Dwayne.
Yes, it is. Well played by both teams so far. The 0-1 pitch. Oh, up and in. Evens it up at 1-1 now.
That was close.
A little chin music.
Yep.
One ball, one strike to Wes Edwards. The next pitch. This is foul, back and out of play. Runs it to 1-2. Again, right off the metal bleachers here at Jasper. Tonight's game brought to you by Davies Community Hospital. Better together for better health. Davies Community Hospital, serving our community for over 100 years. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Wes Edwards. Hits this one, a little shallow drop ball in the shallow center field, and it's in for a hit.
Boy, that was a seeing eye, a little soft liner that just dropped between all three fielders out there in shallow center field.
Placed it perfectly. It was kind of in dead man's zone there. The center fielder was back, too deep for the second baseman to get to. And Wes Edwards stands on first with a leadoff single here in the hatch at third.
He didn't get real good contact on that. Looks like it sounded like he might have hit it a little bit on the handle, but it got out there far enough to do some damage.
The pitch to Billy Fleetwood is a called strike. Fleetwood struck out looking his first time up, 0-1 against Mendel today.
Washington has now had a base runner in all three innings.
From the stretch, Mendel checks the runner, comes to the plate. Wes is going, and this one's hit sharply up the middle. It's through for another hit for the Hatchets.
Little hit and run action.
So two on, nobody out here in the third. And that brings Daniel Devine to the plate. Good job by Billy.
The hit and run really didn't, it would have been a base hit anyway because the second baseman was covering the bag and the shortstop held his position, but it still got to the left of the shortstop.
But by getting that little bit of a jump, there might have been a play at second. It wasn't hit real hard. It kind of slowed up there, but Edwards had some speed. So two on, nobody out. There's a bunt attempt by Daniel Devine. It's bunted foul.
Coach Reed trying to get two base runners in scoring position.
0-1 the count. Well, we talked to Coach Reed in the last broadcast, the Lagodi game, and we know this is a fact. He's going to use the speed of the Hatchets to his advantage.
Right.
This is one of the quickest teams he's had in his 10 years.
Well, he's already had two stolen base attempts here in the first two innings plus.
We got two on and nobody out. Top of the third, Hatchets looking to get that first run across the plate of the game. At the plate, Daniel Devine hits this one over to second. It's a snap throw to second for one. Devine is safe on first. So fielder's choice call. Devine able to outrun that one.
Again, it's kind of tough to get a double play like that. It was the grounder was slow hit, so that made it extra tough.
It seems like, from our vantage point, it seems like it's forever to get down at first base.
Yeah. Kind of like the first time, if you can remember, Dwayne, your first grounder you hit in senior league as a 13-year-old and you ran to first base, it feels like you're running a marathon.
That's true.
Compared to little league baseball.
Marcus Thorne at the plate now fouls the first one back for strike one. Runners at the corners, one out here in the top of the third. Over at third is Wes Edwards. At first is Daniel Devine. And at the plate is the center fielder Marcus Thorne with an 0-1 count.
Let's see if the base runner goes on this pitch.
This one is in right.
That's going to get a run home.
It's going to be trouble. The right fielder does chase it down. That is going to be a sacrifice fly for Marcus Thorne. And the first run is in for the Hatchets here in the third.
Well, that's the way to get the run home.
The right fielder, Noah Lebehusen, did a nice job getting underneath that one, but no chance to throw out the runner. It was deep.
Right in front of the, what is that,
350
mark. He caught that.
So Wes Edwards is in. The Hatchets now lead 1-0. Daniel Devine stayed at first. And at the plate is Gage Latham, and he looks at the first one for a called strike. It's 0-1.
Let's keep the rally going here, boys.
Hatchets have found the bats here. Singles. Sacrifice fly, one in for the Hatchets here in the top of the third. They lead 1-0 now. Latham swings away, missed there. Strike two to Big Gage. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington. And WTHI, TV 10, and Terre Haute, proud supporter of our area athletes. The 0-2 pitch to Gage Latham coming to the plate. Hits this one up the middle. Is it through? It is. Everybody safe. Let's see what they rule that one.
Yeah, that'll be a hit.
I think it's got to be. Yep. Yes, it is.
Didn't get quite out to the outfield, but both the shortstop and the second baseman converged on it, but couldn't get there soon enough.
We found that sweet spot right there.
Yeah, we did.
All three hits have been right in the center of the field. A couple of slow rollers and one just in shallow center field. They're good enough to get the runners on. Hit it where there ain't. That's the old story.
That's exactly right.
Four hits for the Hatchets, and a balk is now called against Mendel.
Wow.
So that will advance the runners to scoring position for Jaden Penley.
You don't see that very often either.
No, you don't.
So the Wildcats a little bit shaken here in the third inning.
Let's see what Penley can do here. He's got a couple ducks in the pond, as they say. First pitch to Penley is out for ball one.
I'm not quite sure what the pitcher did as I was scoring my score sheet, but
it happened quickly, yeah. Whatever it was. The 1-0 pitch to Penley. Swung on and missed. Strike one evens it up. He's got a big swing.
Yep.
Hatchett junior catcher. Does a nice job behind the plate for Washington. A 1-1 count to Penley.
Base hit to the outfield, scores two more.
That's low for ball two. Another nice save by the catcher, Carter Stamm, to keep that one in front of him. Anything by Stamm is going to score another run, too.
I know. That's the second time he's done that with the runner on third base, so that's a good job by him.
2-1 the count to Gage Latham. Hatchets have played in one. They lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. I said Gage Latham, Jaden Penley, and that's a called strike. It's 2-2 now to the catcher, Penley.
That looked a little high and outside to me, but the ump has a better view than I do.
The 2-2 pitch on the way. High and in the air. I think this is going to be playable. Center fielder underneath it. That's Jacob Lentz. He'll call everybody off, and he'll make the catch, and that'll end it for the Hatchets in the third. But not after they plate one run. Three hits, no errors, and two left on. After 2.5 innings, Washington 1, Jasper nothing. Back to Ruxer Field in 1 minute on WAMW.
At Bill Dobson Ford, it's SUV season. No, not wabbit season or even duck season. It's SUV season. If you're in the hunt for a new SUV, now's the time to take aim at a new Ford Edge, Escape, or Explorer. Because right now, Ford SUVs are locked and loaded at 0% financing for 60 months or get up to $5,000 cash back. Drive one during SUV season at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Some restrictions apply and not all buyers will qualify.
Springfield work and planting is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and tanks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. Watch your speed, keep your lights on, and beware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a fruitful planting season for everyone.
Freddy Energy, locally owned and operated in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Hatchet Baseball tonight from Jasper, brought to you by the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now open on State Street in Washington. Also brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, and by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer. For Jasper, due up here in the third, 7-8-9, Quinton Gordon, Carter Stamm, and Justin Percy.
Well, Dwayne, Billy Fleetwood has only thrown 12 pitches in two innings.
Giving up one hit, but great defense by third baseman Gage Latham got him out of that one.
And Jasper doesn't hesitate to swing on the first pitch.
There's a fair ball down the right field line. Tyson Wright chases it down. It'll be a leadoff single for Quinton Gordon. I couldn't tell if that one was going to sail foul or not.
It dropped in about, what, a couple yards in fair territory, probably.
Not much.
Not too much.
No chance for anybody to come up with that one, though. So Quinton Gordon is on with the leadoff single. Here's Carter Stamm, the catcher. Looks at this one inside for ball one.
Let's see how aggressive Coach Gobert here is with the runner on first. Nobody out.
Carter Stamm, sophomore, squares to bunt, lays it down beautifully. It's going to be the only play at first base. Billy Fleetwood tosses over there. We'll score that a 1-3 sacrifice for the first out of the inning. And over at second now is Quinton Gordon.
That was a textbook sacrifice bunt, if there ever was one. That's one thing you can count on about a Jasper Wildcat team year in and year out. Fundamentally very, very strong.
Here's Justin Person. First baseman, Justin Pearson. He's on with the runner in scoring position, number 9 hitter in the Wildcat lineup. Bats from the right side, looks at the first one high and out for ball one. Top of the order waiting on deck. Jasper trying to get that run back. They trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 pitch, this one is high and in the air, down the right side. Tyson Wright giving chase, couldn't come up with it. It'll be foul. Evens it up at 1-1.
Just staying in play, right along that fence, along right field. Foul ball.
One ball, one strike to Justin Pearson. We got a good game here at Ruxer Field tonight. Two quality Big 8 conference teams. Washington has the upper hand right now. There's a throw. Almost got him at second. Boy, I'll tell you what, he had him leaning there. The throw was high.
Popped out of Trey Reed's glove as he jumped for it.
But I'm telling you, he was leaning,
that
bro.
That was close. Could have been a close
a
play.
A good throw. He was nailed. 1-1 to Pearson. Pearson now squares to bunt, and he fouls it. 1-2 the count.
Well, that's a number 9 hitter. But with one out and a runner on second, I'm not sure what the advantage is on, you know, they say a runner on third and two out is, you know, not worth an out to get that far.
Pearson hits this one in there. It's going to fall in right center field. The runner rounds third. He will be heading for home, and we're all tied up at one apiece. Justin Pearson with the RBI single gets the job done. Here in the Jasper third.
That was a nice solid single to right center field.
Just found the gap there, didn't he?
Yep.
So Jasper gets it back. We're all tied up now. And the top of the order is at the plate for the Wildcats. Josh Weidenbinder. Weidenbinder tried to bunt his way on, and that was a diving catch by Billy Fleetwood to spoil his effort.
Nice curveball there, strike.
Strike on the outside corner from Fleetwood. 0-1 to Weidenbinder.
Again, let's see how aggressive the Wildcat base runners are.
I don't think they want to test Penley's arm too much. I'll tell you, he's got a rocket back. Count even at 1-1 as the pitch missed low. Pearson does appear to have a little bit of speed over there. There's a called strike right in there. Fleetwood come right at him, 1-2. And had him on his toes, it looked like. Here's the 1-2, a snap throw to first. Not in time. Pearson back in safely.
Well, they're definitely aware of the base runner, that's for sure. He's got a fairly good lead out there. but there's a ball outside.
Missed out. Evens it at 2-2. Hatchets have one run on four hits and no errors. Jasper, one run on three hits, and they have an error. We're in the bottom of the third here at Ruxer Field. 2-2 count, one out, the runner going. Here's the throw down. Almost took out the pitcher, Fleetwood. Boy, oh boy.
That was a low throw from Findlay.
Fleetwood.
What are you trying to do to
You have to worry about hitters hitting one back at you. You don't plan on your catcher taking you out, do you?
Yep.
The full count, payoff pitch, missed outside. And Weidenbender trots down to first with a one-out walk.
Okay, time to settle down here.
So now we've got two on with one out, and Grant Albrand, the next hitter.
Time for another good defensive play, Dwayne.
Yeah, you'd like to leave these two right out there. Albrand struck out his first time up and looks at the first one for a called strike. 0-1 the count. The next pitch, it's hit in the air, shallow left field. It might be trouble. It is trouble. Everybody's safe. That's going to be ruled a single.
Another ball hit in no man's land, as normally, the closest defender to a ball like that, a little fly ball and shallow left right by the foul line, is the shortstop. But Trey had no chance of getting over there in time to get it.
Ooh. And almost had a play on the runner there.
Yeah, almost a force at third almost, yeah.
But everybody is safe. They're all loaded up now for Austin Simmers. He grounded to short his first time up and swings away at the first pitch, fouls it out for strike one. 0-1 the count. Fleetwood working from the full wind now, delivers the next pitch. Ooh, just missed inside. 1-1.
The bases are loaded, so we got a force here at home. Middle infielders are playing about halfway.
Low for ball two, 2-1 to Austin Simmers.
Looks like a sharp ground ball up the middle. They'll probably go for two up the middle.
Right back at Gage Latham again, and he pulls off another double play. That ends it for Jasper in the bottom of the third. Two double plays for Golden Glove, Gage Latham at third, and that will end it for Jasper. And what a big defensive play again by the senior.
That's a tough break by the Wildcats, as that ball was sharply hit.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well done by Latham, and that will end it for Jasper. On the inning, one run, three hits, no errors, and two left on. Three complete now here at Ruxer Field. We're all tied up. Washington 1, Jasper 1. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
It's April, the perfect time to test drive a new Jeep Wrangler from the Washington Chrysler Center. The spring sales event continues all month with big savings on the full line of Jeep Wranglers. Two doors for fun or four doors for family hauling. The new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL features the new body style and an 8-speed automatic transmission for pulling and throwing mud. Removable hard tops and soft tops available. Soup it up with a lift kit or other accessories from Washington Chrysler. April is Jeep Wrangler month, and there's a great selection to choose from waiting for you at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
We move to the top of the fourth. John Rook leads it off for the Hatchets here. Looks to the first one, a called strike. Want to give a big hearty hello to former Hatchet baseball player, football player Austin Moody, and Max Lancaster, the son of the great Todd Lancaster from the Washington Times Herald, listening in on the stream tonight down at USI. This one hit sharply by John Rook, but right to center fielder Jacob Lentz for out number one.
That ball was well hit.
He got that right on the fat of the bat.
Yep.
But Lentz had him played perfectly, and Rook goes down for the first out of the inning.
Looks like Lentz was playing a little shallow there, and he had to had to backpedal some, but he was right on it.
Of course, a reminder to our fans, we're always streaming online at WAMWAMFM.com, and you can hear and download any broadcast you hear on the air by visiting the website. We post all of our audio to the web for you to enjoy as you wish. This one high and in the air to the left side. Isaac Whitehead got underneath it. The shortstop calling everybody off. And Josh Weidenbinder is underneath it for the second out of the inning.
Dwayne, this game's moving right along here at 1-1.
Top of the fourth. And the Hatchets so far going down in order. Two flyouts. Let's see what Trey Reed can do. The freshman grounded a short his first time up. He's 0-1 against Mendel. Hits this one sharply foul, out of play.
We've hit a lot of foul balls on the left side, so we're out in front of it somewhat.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant, now serving lunch on Tuesdays. Kingpin has new spring and summer hours. The Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant. Low for ball one to Trey Reed. That evens it up at 1-1. So two out, nobody on. All tied at one here in the top of the fourth. Trey missed that for strike two.
That was a little outside that he kind of reached for a little bit.
They're giving him a nice gap in right center field, so that pitch would have been a nice one to lay there.
There is a lot of room out there.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Low. Evens it up at 2-2.
The way in this field, year in and year out, is so well manicured. It just looks beautiful out there. Nice green grass.
The 2-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat. The shortstop.
Ooh.
Third baseman chasing down, and they drop it. They drop the ball. Miscommunication there by the Wildcats. The second error for Jasper in the game. And Trey Reed is on first with two out.
That was actually probably the shortstop's ball, but third baseman Simmers went out there and fell down and caught it, and it popped out of his glove.
Well, and it was off. You could hear it was off the end of the bat, not hit real hard. We'll take it. That's an unfortunate mishap for Jasper in the field, but an advantage the Hatchets will take as Wes Edwards digs in now.
They did score that an error, did they not?
Yes, they did. I believe they
second
did. Error of the game for Jasper. The 0-1 pitch to Wes Edwards. Swung on a miss for strike two. 0-2 now.
Took something off that pitch, and Wes was way out front.
No balls, two strikes, two out, one on, top of the fourth. An 0-2 count to Wes Edwards, the senior. Looks at this one low for ball one. Hatchet JV game tonight was canceled. North Knox had a scheduling conflict, so no JV game this evening.
Was the conflict that they didn't want to play us?
The runner going. The pitch is high. The throw is out in right field once again. I'll tell you what, if I'm Coach Reed, I'm going to test this guy till he shows me.
I'm sure he's an outstanding catcher, but that's the second time he's thrown one that wasn't even close.
Yep. So now Trey Reed's in scoring position with a 2-2 count. See what Wes can do here. Deuces are wild. 2-2 with two out. And Wes gets all of this when it's trouble. It's burned him. That's going to drop for at least a double. Trey Reed steps on home plate. And the Hatchets regain the lead at 2-1. Big hit for the number 9 hitter, Wes Edwards.
That was huge. That was a well-hit ball in left center field. You said it perfectly, Dwayne. He was burned. The center fielder was burned on that. And that's an RBI double.
Wes Edwards, 2-for-2 in that number 9 spot. How important is that, you know?
Well,
you get that kind of productivity from your bottom of your order, that's all you can ask for.
Well, that's like a second leadoff, man.
Sure is. Good job, Wes. Billy Fleetwood now digs in. Fleetwood has singled and struck out. Swinging at the first pitch. It's in foul territory. And it came back, and the third baseman is able to get it.
Wind blew it back in play.
That thing looked like it was way out. But the third baseman able to bring it in right in front of the Hatchet dugout, and that will end the inning for Washington. One run. on one big hit on one error. One left on. After 3.5, it's Washington 2, Jasper 1. We'll be back to Rexer Field in 1 minute on WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Are you worn down and sluggish from the frigid winter? So is your lawn.
But with the help of Heller's Lawn Pro, your grass will awaken from its comatose state and green up for spring. Your lawn needs Heller's customized four-step lawn care application. It includes fertilization and weed control. They will manage your lawn from spring through fall. Plus, Heller's can also bring those ugly landscapes back to life. Heller's even offers a variety of trees for your yard. Call Charlie at Heller's Lawn Pro today at 610-0055.
One run for the Hatchets in the third, one more in the fourth, and right now Washington holds the advantage on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Hatchets 2, Jasper 1, coming to the plate for the Wildcats here in the bottom of the fourth. Trevor Croft, the DH, singled his first time up, and swinging away at the first pitch, hits this one in deep left field.
That's way back there.
It's going to be trouble. Daniel Devine chases it down and gets it.
Wow. Right in front of that 350 sign in left center field. And that was well hit.
It was. Devine had some room. Not quite on the warning track yet for the first out of the inning.
Looked like that one might have gotten out of here, Dwayne, for a minute.
So one out for Jacob Lentz now, the center fielder. Hit a fielder's choice his first time up. And the first pitch to Lentz just missed outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Ooh, just missed in. Hey, Billy really trying to work those corners, and I mean, he's not missing by much, bro.
Especially that inside corner. He's been working on that a lot this afternoon.
The 2-0. There's a called strike. 2-1 now. Game coverage brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872, and by the Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Hatchets. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Evens it up at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes to Jacob Lentz. Fleetwood gets the sign, brings it. Again, just in at the shoestrings, 3-2. Full count payoff pitch on the way. Ooh, got away from him for ball four.
Behind him.
So Jacob Lentz trots down with a one-out walk. That's the first walk of the game given up by Fleetwood. And that'll bring Noah Lebenhusen to the plate.
Once again, let's see what the base runner does here with one out.
You've got to watch this guy. He's
looks
a big
like he's
hitter.
Got a lead.
He's a big hitter, like I said, bro, and he finds the gap.
In the gap.
I saw that one coming.
He's going to score a run.
Sure is. One run in, and Lebenhusen waits on second with an RBI double. Well, he, in his first bat plate appearance, lined it to Gage Latham, and Gage stole one from him for that double play. He was not letting it happen that time. First pitch right in the hole in left center field, and now we're all tied at two apiece.
That was a nice line drive right in the gap, rolled all the way to the wall. And scored Lentz all the way from first base.
Well, I know for a fact Lebenhusen's played a lot of baseball over the years. And you can see that with a swing like that. Strike to Quentin Gordon now.
Okay, we got to minimize the damage here.
Gordon
one out.
Singled and scored back in the third. The 0-1. There's a called strike, 0-2 now.
Looked like Gordon tried to almost get hit by a pitch on a strike.
The 0-2 pitch coming to Quentin Gordon. High for ball one. Not a bad spot, though. Billy wanted to try to get him to chase one up and out of the strike zone. Placed that one nicely. Didn't get Gordon to bite, though. So it's 1-2 now. The 1-2 pitch.
Ooh, that was a late swing.
Extremely late swing.
He barely got a piece of it.
Had he not, he was heading to the bench because that was a beautiful off-speed pitch that dropped right in there nicely.
He decided to swing right when the ball was about in the catcher's glove.
Count stays 1-2 to Quinton Gordon. The pitch from Fleetwood gets away from Penley. That allows the runner, Lubenhusen, to advance to third now.
Again, that went behind the batter. So now runner on third with one out. Brings the sacrifice fly into play. Let's see what the infielders do. Looks like Trey Reed is moving in on the grass, as is Edwards. Behind him again.
3-2 the count now. Runs it full. Not sure what's going on there.
Yep. I don't know about you, but I'd be kind of afraid to step in the batter's box if the last two pitches went behind me.
The 3-2 pitch.
And oh,
the foul ball.
That went behind him again, but it hit the top of the bat.
That's a foul ball. Count stays at 3-2. We caught a break on that
one. I know. That would have scored a run.
You know, one of the things they teach you to do, but it's so hard to do, and I'm not faulting Gordon at all, especially when you got a ball coming at you like that. You're supposed to drop that bat right away.
And I'm sure that was his first thought.
No doubt.
You know, it might hit my head, but I'll drop the bat here like I'm supposed to.
He didn't get that one down in time, and it's fouled off of his bat.
That cost Jasper a run right there.
So the
it
count.
Hit the very top of the bat.
Yeah, you're right, because there's no chance for Penley to get to that one, and the runner would have scored from third.
Okay, let's see if Billy can throw a strike here.
The payoff pitch on the way, and it hit him.
Wow.
It hit him.
That is four straight pitches that weren't even close.
Quinton Gordon trots down to first. That's going to bring Steve Reed out for a visit.
Well, all of a sudden, Billy was just sailing along, and all of a sudden, he lost the strike zone big time.
Conference on the mound here at Jasper. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and return right after this on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington has new hours for the spring and summer. The Kingpin will be open for lunch Tuesdays from 9 to 3:30 and again from 6 to 9 for dinner. Rockin' Bowl continues Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 11. All you can bowl for $10, including shoe rental. Doors open at 6 both nights. And Sunday hours will be 6 to 9 p.m. The Kingpin will be closed Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the spring and summer. Follow them on Facebook for more updates and happenings at the Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant on State Street in Washington.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dent, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dent is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dent, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dent in Washington.
A bunt by the catcher, Stomm, and the runner is out at third. How about that, Steve Brothers? We'll take that all day long.
Well, with first and third and one out, there's all kinds of options that Coach Gobert could do. He elected for the safety squeeze, but the runner, Coach Gobert's really upset. Runner on third really got himself hung out to dry there in the middle of the base path, and
I don't think that's how he had drawn
that. That's not how he drew that. Nope. He's not a happy camper.
There's a fly in center field, deep center. Marcus Thorne giving chase. He'll get underneath it, and the hatchets work out of it. How about that?
Well, Coach Gobert, as you can see, is walking back to the dugout with his head down. He's steaming. That's not how he had planned this to go.
That is not how he wanted that to go. So a fielder's choice and a fly out to center ends the inning for Jasper, and they only get one. One run. One hit, no errors, and two left on after four complete innings on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 2, Jasper 2. We'll be back to Ruxer Field in 1 minute on WAMW.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me.
There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear, in Washington.
Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back here at Jasper, we move to the top of the fourth. The catcher and third baseman switch spots defensively for Jasper here in the top of the fifth. And the leadoff hitter for Washington is Daniel Devine. Devine looks at the first one for a called strike. So
apparently Coach Gober did not like the play of the catcher nor the third baseman.
Carter Staum is now at third. Austin Simmers is the catcher. The pitch to Devine is low, evens it up at 1-1. So the Hatchets have 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Jasper, 2 runs, 5 hits with 2 errors. That's where we stand here in the top of the fifth. There's Devine with a nice shot right between third and short for a leadoff single. Like these Hatchet bats coming on here, bro.
They've hit the ball well today.
6 hits for Washington.
All really nice hits.
That leaves it up to Marcus Thorne. Thorne is the center fielder.
Well, let's see. We have a new catcher, so let's see what Coach Reed does along the base paths here.
A helicopter flying over for the aerial view now. Swung on and missed. Strike one to Thorne. Is that the Jasper version of the Goodyear blimp there?
I don't know, but when you hear a helicopter in Washington, it's normally not good news.
You're right. Very true. The 0-1 pitch to Thorne. Hatchett Sr. coming to the plate. That's in there. Strike
two. Nice curveball there.
Snap throw down to first, and Devine is back in safely. 0-2 the count. To Marcus Thorne, Gage Latham waiting on deck. Here's the 0-2. And Thorne hits this one in left field. It's going to be playable. Giving chase, and underneath it is Quentin Gordon. And Gordon makes the catch for out number one.
Left field is the sun field out there.
Yeah.
Looked like he momentarily lost it in the sun.
See what Gage Latham can do. He singled and flied out 1-for-2 on the day against Seth Mendel. Big Gage has had some huge plays at third, though. He's turned 2 double plays in this game today.
Throwing some leather at us.
A pitch. Strike one. And he's a big boy. I tell you what, bro, if he gets a hold of one, it will go.
Yep. And the wind's still blowing out toward right field.
The 0-1 pitch. Oh,
excellent curveball.
Yeah, it was. Strike two. Kind of caught Gage on his heels there.
See if he can now shorten up a little bit. Choke up maybe. Nope. Well, maybe a little bit.
I think might have had a missed call there. I think Coach Reed wants Daniel Devine down at second. But this one fouled back.
Another curveball that Gage was able to get a little piece of.
You'd like to see him get down the second somehow and get in scoring position.
Yes.
With Jaden Penley, the catcher, waiting on deck.
0-2 is a good pitch out count, though. But also,
be careful.
Also, a pitcher is likely to throw one in the dirt to get him to chase, so you got that going.
Missed outside. 1-2 to Latham. Game coverage brought to you by Kyle Cornelius. He's your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent. Highway 57 South in Washington.
He's going on this pitch, Dwayne.
The 1-2.
Nope.
And it's hit over to third. Fielded by the third baseman, and it gets away from the second baseman out in center field. Everybody's safe.
Wow.
And I got to rule that one an error on the second baseman.
That was routine. And the second baseman looked like he just took his eye off the
ball. Well, he was making the throw to first before he got the ball.
Exactly.
So everybody safe. Now runners at the corners with one out for Jaden Penley. That is the third Wildcat error of this game.
You just don't see that very often.
Something you're just not used to seeing.
Right.
They've been their own worst enemy here today.
They certainly have.
And Hatchet fans don't mind.
First and third now with one out.
Here's Jaden Penley, the catcher. Looks at the first one for a called strike. Well, I tell you what, otherwise that was probably a double play ball.
Yep.
That was hit sharp enough to where they could turn that.
Well, we got first and third and one out, so maybe Coach Reed has something up his sleeve.
It's the 0-1. Low, evens it up at 1-1.
You could have a safety squeeze going, and if you get the runner out the plate, you still have a runner in scoring position at second.
The 1-1 to Penley, and he tries
it. They tried that, didn't they?
Strike two.
That was a bad pitch to try and bunt, low and outside. Good idea, though.
You called that one, Coach Bro. Nice job there. And I actually like that idea because if he does it down the first baseline, it's going to be a tough play to make. But now he's behind 1-2. Penley at the plate, facing Mendel. Hits this one sharp in trouble. That is deep trouble as it falls in fair territory. It scores one. Here comes Gage Latham. He's on third. Coach Reed will hold him up. Jaden Penley stands on second.
Another big
with
hit.
With a big RBI double. And Penley got all of that one, man.
That was a nice, solid hit down the left field line.
Hatchet's played another run. They now lead 3-2 here in the top of the fifth.
We've gotten some timely hits this afternoon.
That's the seventh hit against Mendel. John Rook, the DH, bats next. He struck out and flied out, 0-2 on the day. First pitch swung on a miss, but that last flyout, he hit deep in center field.
Yeah, he did.
Got a nice little chunk out of that one.
I'm telling you, right now, when you get a key hit like that, it's always huge if you can come back it up with another one to score two.
The 0-1 to Rook. Missed outside, evens it up at 1-1 now. One ball, one strike.
Still only one out. 3-2 Hatchet lead here in the fifth.
And now Rook is looking to bunt. The runner is going to be in at home, and Rook is thrown out at first. But a sacrifice RBI for John Rook plates another Hatchet run.
Big, big play.
Beautiful bunt.
Yes, it was. It was a safety squeeze. It was not suicide squeeze, but it got the job done because it was perfectly placed. So nice execution by the Hatchets. And now it's 4-2.
Hatchets have their biggest lead now, two runs. And Isaac Whitehead's at the plate. He's grounded out and flied out. Isaac's due, bro. Let's see what he can do here. Got underneath it again.
Popped it straight up.
The shortstop.
Carries out the short.
Weidenbender's underneath it, and that will do it for the Hatchets in the fifth. Two runs in on two hits and one error. One left on. We've played 4.5 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Hatchets 4, Jasper 2. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin from Idley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just our slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority at Idley Mortuary. We are proud to announce we will soon have two locations to serve you. When we open our new location, Idley Mortuary North Chapel at the corner of Viola and 57 North, we will be having an open house. We will still serve you at our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Idley Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Daviess County.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
Game coverage today brought to you by the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. Tim Dant, proud supporter of Hatchet Baseball. Crane Federal Credit Union in Washington, they're banking on a Hatchet victory. The Edley Mortuary, they're caring for you when you need the care the most. And Headlines Beauty Salon, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, proud to back the Hatchets. We are in the bottom of the fifth on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 4, Jasper 2, and the top of the order up for Jasper. Josh Weidenbender will lead it off. Grant Allbrand and Austin Simmers set to bat here in the fifth.
And we're not only being treated with an outstanding baseball game to watch, but we get the pleasure of watching Todd Lancaster dance to PYT by Michael Jackson.
You don't see that every day. Get that picture out of your head, guys. 1-0 the count to leadoff man Josh Weidenbender. I'd like to ask you, never do that again, Todd. The 1-0 is hit sharply and in the gap. It's going to fall through. Weidenbender with a leadoff single. Just past the glove of first baseman Isaac Whitehead.
Well, that's a solid base hit to right field by the leadoff man. Now let's see if Jasper can get something going here. 4-2 deficit here in the bottom of the fifth.
Grant Olbrand bats next. He struck out and singled, 1-for-2 on the day. From the stretch, Fleetwood delivers, and Olbrand bunts it foul down the third baseline. Coach Gobert scratching his head. He has not been happy with the team's execution at the plate, I don't think,
no.
So far today.
And on the field.
Yeah, three errors. Again, that's unheard of for Jasper.
Very costly, too.
No balls, one strike to Grant Olbrand. Snap throw over, and Weidenbender gets back in time.
Billy Fleetwood is up to 50 pitches now on his pitch count.
Another snap throw over. Once again, Weidenbender dives back in. Well, Coach Gobert has one thing in mind. That's to get Weidenbender up to second in scoring position. The runner is going, and that's hit sharply to second. The only play will be at first, and it is in time. So by sending the runner, they do save the double play. Weidenbender now on second. Grant Olbrand is thrown out on a 4-3 score.
Edwards might have had a chance to get him at second, but he elected not to gamble. Probably the right move.
I think it was the right move.
With a 2-run lead.
Austin Simmers is lined to third and grounded to short. And on the first pitch, he pops this one over to Wes Edwards at second. Wes is underneath it for the second out of the inning. That's a big out right there. Two away now for Trevor Croft.
You know, Billy kind of lost his way there in the last inning with his control, but now he's got it back. He's only thrown five pitches this inning with two out.
The big man Croft, you got to watch this guy, though, bro. Don't let anything get away from you here. He hit one deep in left field his last plate appearance and singled back in the second. And there it's lined right to Wes Edwards.
Hey,
this time
made all three plays.
Wes Edwards good for all three outs out at second, and that will do it for Jasper. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave that runner on. Five full innings in the book here at Ruxer Field on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 4, Jasper 2. We're back in 1 minute on WAMW.
We only have 30 seconds to describe the newest specialty flavor in the Signature Crafted Recipes Collection by McDonald's, Garlic White Cheddar. It starts with crispy, juicy, and delicious buttermilk chicken, layered with a dramatic drizzle of delicious, delectably creamy garlic aioli, a crunchy medley of crispy garlic chips, topped with a slice of melty white cheddar cheese, finished with iceberg lettuce and a juicy tomato slice off between a soft warm artisan roll. Luckily, you can take all the time you need to savor it. And don't forget to make time to savor our other Signature Crafted Recipes, Pico Guacamole and Sweet Barbecue Bacon. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
We've got a new pitcher for the Wildcats here in the top half of the sixth. The new pitcher will be senior Noah Lubahusen. Lubahusen, a left-hand hurler. Again, a very tough player for Jasper. He's going to try to finish this one out for the Wildcats. They have several defensive moves as well. We'll try to set those as it progresses. Do up for the Hatchets, Trey Reed, Wes Edwards, and Billy Fleetwood, 8-9-1, to get their first shot at Lubahusen.
Well, they get a look at a lefty now, so things will be a little different here. As Trey Reed grounded to short and reached on an error by the third baseman.
So Seth Mendel gives up four runs on seven hits. But I'll tell you, his defense let him down today.
Yes,
you know,
they did.
Mendel didn't throw a bad game.
No. His defense definitely let him down.
Trey Reed, the shortstop. Bats first. He reached on an error and scored his last time up. It's also grounded out, so he's 0-for-2 officially today. First pitch from Lubbenhusen is low for ball one.
Well, you know, with two innings to go, things are going to tighten up here a little bit, Dwayne, especially for Jasper being two down here with six outs to go.
That one fouled off the end of the bat. Evens it up at 1-1. We have confirmed from Todd Lancaster, who got it from Coach Browning down in the dugout. It was 1995. The last time the Hatchets were able to claim victory over these Wildcats. So
that has been a while.
It's a drought. Called strike. 1-2 now to Trey Reed. That was my junior year in high school, kids.
And in 1995, I was still an old man.
The 1-2 pitch. Little slow roller back to the pitcher, Lubbenhusen. He has time, tosses over for the first out of the inning. Trey really didn't have nothing to do with that one. He just kind of laid the bat out there. It was going to be a strike. So ground out to the pitcher to lead it off for the Hatchets here in the top of the sixth. We'll see what Wes Edwards can do. Wes has been hot. He's 2-for-2, a single and a double and an RBI. He's also scored one. The first pitch from the lefty is a called strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, he's had a great day, defensively and offensively.
The 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Yeah, last inning in the field, Wes accounted for all three Jasper outs. The 0-2 pitch on the way.
Ooh.
Swung on and missed. In the dirt, the catcher makes the toss.
That's
down to first.
The second weak swing in a row here. Both Trey and Wes waved at that last pitch.
Lubbenhusen is tough. He is tough. He's got some junk.
Yes.
You know?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
He's kind of caught our first two hitters on their heels. We'll see what the leadoff man, Billy Fleetwood, can do.
Next batter, the pitcher, Billy Fleetwood.
First one is high for ball one. Again, this game moving right along. We're in the top of the sixth. About an hour and 15 minutes in. Fleetwood showed bunt, pulled back. It's 2-0 now. Game coverage today brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent, located at the Caution Light, Business 50 in Meridian in Washington. The 2-0 missed low for ball three. It's now 3-0.
There's a strike right down the middle. He was taking all the way, it looked like.
The old automatic. Dave Crooks likes to call that one. I think he got that from one of the major league announcers. The 3-1. This one is in the gap. Nice job by Billy. Took an outside pitch and found the hole between second and first. And that's a two-out single.
That was a good piece of hitting right there.
Well done.
Ball was outside. He went with the pitch and base hit between the second baseman and the first baseman.
So two out, one on, top of the sixth. Hatchets trying to build on this two-run lead. They lead 4-2. That was the eighth hit for the Hatchets. Let's see if Daniel Devine can keep them alive here. The first pitch to Devine is low for ball one.
Well, with Fleetwood on first base, two out. Wonder if he'll try to test the catcher.
Swung and fouled it back. Evens it up at 1-1.
Coming after the next inning, Jasper has batters 5, 6, and 7. So we got through the top of their lineup.
Runner is going. The pitch is outside. The throw down to second. Not in time. Billy Fleetwood's in scoring position now for Daniel Devine.
Well, that was a lot better throw by the catcher there. That was right on it and just a little bit late.
Billy got a nice jump on that one. So he now stands at second with Daniel Devine at the plate, a 2-1 count. Devine swung on and missed. Evens it at 2-2. The catcher is Austin Simmers now for Jasper. He did fire that one down nicely. The 2-2 pitch. Missed high.
A little high. Boy, that was a good curveball.
3-2, two outs. Fleetwood running on the pitch here. See if Devine can make contact. And he does. It's in the gap in right center field, maybe. No, doggone it.
Hung up there, just that looked like it was going to drop.
When that was off the bat, I thought it was dropping. Right fielder covered some good ground, and that will do it for the Hatchets in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 5.5 complete here at Jasper on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 4, the Wildcats 2. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Spring into spring with a new haircut or color at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to the date on the latest. They have a new look waiting for you. Call Kim, Danielle, or Susan today at 812-254-1810 to schedule your new look. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make great gifts for any occasion. Customer satisfaction is their goal at Headlines Beauty Salon. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractors program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Well, we're in the bottom of the sixth, Steve Brothers. What a ball game here this afternoon. I tell you what, we got our money's worth today, didn't we?
Well, I'll tell you what, as a coach, you don't want to find yourself counting outs, but it's hard to resist that when this would be such a huge victory. You know, you're six outs away. It's hard not to think that way.
The Hatchets leading 4-2 at the plate for Jasper here, 5, 6, and 7. Jacob Lentz, Noah Lubahusen, and Quentin Gordon. Lubahusen. I have the toughest time with that one. I'm so sorry. Outside for ball one, Lubahusen. 1-0 the count to the center fielder, Jacob Lentz. He's walked and scored and hit into a fielder's choice. That was outside for ball two. Now for your Coach Reed, knowing that the pitch count's kind of getting up for Billy, how long do you stay with him, bro?
Well, actually, with the double plays and... that was a ball two.
Low for ball three.
With the double plays and everything, Billy's only thrown 56 pitches here in the sixth inning. That's not too bad. But there was that one in
inside corner for a called strike. 3-1 now.
I thought the umpire just missed the last two pitches. I thought that one was a ball and the other was a strike.
The 3-1 pitch from Fleetwood. Low and in the dirt for ball four.
Yeah,
so
see,
a leadoff walk to Lentz.
What you're alluding to, I'm pretty sure, Dwayne, is things are going to tighten up here, and it's going to be interesting to see if Billy can maintain the strike zone here with pressure mounting.
Yes, that's what I was. That's exactly.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you don't want to say it like a no-hitter or something. You don't want to talk about it, but let's face it, this is big time.
This is in right field, and it might be trouble. It is going to be trouble. As it drops one hop in front of the fence, and the throw into second, they're sending the runner home, and he's in safely. 4-3 now, an RBI double for Noah Lubahusen.
Well, Coach Gober did not hesitate on sending the runner, and he scored fairly easily.
That was one bounce, and off the bottom of the fence in right field, there was no chance to chase that one down.
Well, now Coach Reed, he has somebody down there warming up in the bullpen. I can't tell his number. Can you? Number
4-3. Kane Fox warming up down in the Hatchet bullpen. Yeah. The first pitch is a called strike.
Well, let's see what Billy does to against Gordon here, the number 7 hitter.
No outs.
Yeah.
One already in, one in scoring position for Jasper. That throw almost in time, I'll tell you what.
That was closer than what it should have been.
Yeah.
The base runner kind of nonchalanted it back into second base and almost The Javi Baez tag would have got him.
This one is chopped over to short. Trey Reed will bobble, and everybody's safe.
Well, that was a slow roller, so I'm not sure what the official score will
They're
do
They're
going
to give him
that.
A hit.
Yeah, I don't think he would have had time to get the throw over there.
I think you're right.
So he did bobble it at the end, but I don't think it mattered. So the Hatchets are in a little bit of trouble here with nobody out. First and third, up 4-3. Number eight hitter up.
Carter Staum is batting. He has grounded out, or sacrificed, I should say, and hit into a fielder's choice. So he's a chance to play at the tying run. It's 4-3 right now. Washington with the lead, but Jasper has runners at the corners with nobody out.
Again, Coach Gobert has all kinds of options here with nobody out. He can send the runner on first, see if the Hatchets will throw through with the tying run on third, or like he tried last time, a bunt which backfired on him. He may not try that again today. He did try it.
And
it's going to be a base hit.
And the pitcher, Fleetwood, lost his footing, but does still get the throw in time. Nice job by Billy regaining composure there for the out.
He slipped and fell. I didn't think there would be any way that he could recover from that.
So one out. It does plate the tying run. We're now all tied up at four apiece. Just like that. Man, oh, man.
That bunt looked like it was in no man's land there between the mound and first base, but Billy found a way to get him out with a nice underhand toss.
Pitch high for ball one to Justin Pearson.
That looked like John Lester out there trying to underhanded to throw to first base, but got him. That was a huge out, too.
One out, one on. Two in for Jasper here in the sixth. The ball gets away from the catcher, Pinley, but nobody going anywhere.
Nice stop there by Pinley. Ball kind of in the dirt.
2-0 the count. Pitching Tony Barnard working with Kane Fox over in the Hatchet bullpen. 2-0 the count to Justin Pearson, number 9 hitter in the lineup for Jasper. There's a, oh.
Too high, he says.
Ball three. That was right at the belt, bro. Need that one.
Yeah.
3-0 to Pearson. And that's in for ball four.
Maybe time for a mound visit here.
So now we got two on, one out, and here comes Coach Reed.
Looks like, let's see what he's going to do.
We got a conference at the mound. We got a tie ball game, 4-all. And we're going to take a timeout here from Ruxer Field and Jasper. Back with more right after this on WAMW.
Bill Dobson Ford, it's SUV season. No, not wabbit season or even duck season. It's SUV season. If you're in the hunt for a new SUV, now's the time to take aim at a new Ford Edge, Escape, or Explorer. Because right now, Ford SUVs are locked and loaded at 0% financing for 60 months or get up to $5,000 cash back. Drive one during SUV season at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Some restrictions apply and not all buyers will qualify.
Brighten up your day.
We're back here at Ruxer Field. Jasper, the conference is over. Billy Fleetwood remains on the mound for Washington. Jasper's played at two so far. They've got one out. They've got two on. Runner at second, Quentin Gordon. Justin Pearson's on at first. And at the plate is the top of the order, Josh Weidenbender. Bunts it, and Fleetwood makes the throw down to third in time.
Wow. Billy kind of double clutched there. He turned toward the third baseman, but then pumped a little bit before he threw it, and that play was bang, bang at third base.
Coach Gobert didn't like that.
He was right. Coach was right there on the bag, and he didn't like the call.
It was big. Jasper fans didn't either. That's a huge, huge play. Because now there's two outs, first and second, for Grant Albrand.
If we get out of this inning, that play was immeasurable. It was so huge. And that call could have gone either way.
It was bang, bang. It really was. 0-1 to Grant Albrand. Runners at first and second for Jasper. We're still tied at four. That just missed. Evens it at 1-1. One ball, one strike. There's a called strike outside corner, 1-2. Come on, Billy.
Time to reach back now for a little something extra.
It's Hatchet Baseball on WAMW FM Washington, 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us tonight in this thriller, Jasper. This one is popped high.
In the sun.
In the sun. Trey Reed gives chase and missed it.
Well, that ball looked like it was going to be trouble all the way because you can tell the sun is a factor there, and it was very high hit. And Gage Latham was struggling with it a little bit as it was a little bit over his head and to his left, and Trey tried to come over and could not get it.
Looking right up at the sun.
Yep.
So that plates the go-ahead run for Jasper. It is ruled an error on Reed, so now runners at first and second with Austin Simmers at the plate and two out. It's Jasper 5, Washington 4.
Well, you feel bad for Trey Reed because that was not a routine play for him.
No,
that,
it wasn't. That,
you know, they called it an error because he eventually did get under it, but you can just tell by the time of day that the sun was definitely a factor there.
Man, oh, man.
And he just overran it just a bit and could not get it.
The 0-1 pitch. That's hit sharply foul. Runs it to 0-2 now.
Boy, there were two strikes on the batter and everything on that play. That hurt.
Doggone it. We still got one more inning to go, though. We're in the bottom of the sixth. 5-4. Jasper's advantage. Two out. Pitch missed high for ball one to Austin Simmers. Simmers has grounded out, lined out, and popped out. So he's 0-for-3 in his plate appearances today. The senior has a 1-2 count facing Billy Fleetwood. The pitch. Oh.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you, Bob. 2-2.
That was close, wasn't it?
It was extremely close. Man, oh, man, it was close. And this one is hit sharply in left center field. Giving chase, and underneath it,
wow.
Marcus Thorne makes the catch.
He
covered some
way.
Ground there. Nice job, Marcus. And that is it for Jasper in the sixth. They had eight hitters at the plate. They plated three runs on one, two hits, and one error, and they left two on. It comes to the top of the seventh. The Hatchets need a run. They trail 5-4 here at Ruxer Field. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
All right, here we go. Steve Brothers, big at bats coming here for 3, 4, and 5. Marcus Thorne, Gage Latham, and Jaden Finley. I tell you, Coach Reed has got to be where he wants in the lineup there. This is your big hitters. Let's do it here.
Well, that last half inning was so unfortunate. We had two walks, two hits. Two walks, an error, and three runs scored. So, we've got to get it back now.
I don't want to see it in like this. It's not going to. Let's go Marcus Thorne, center fielder, leading it off for the Hatchets. Washington, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Jasper, 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. Again, 1995 was the last time the Hatchet team was able to get a victory over this Jasper Wildcat squad.
Like I said earlier, we've come close in that time frame. We've lost very by close. One run a couple times.
Thorne looks at the first one for a called strike. Lebenhausen looking to finish it here. Got nice control.
Yeah, he does look like kind of an off-speed type guy, though, doesn't he?
Very, very calm as the next pitch is low. Evens it up at 1-1. A lefty to the right-handed Marcus Thorne. Thorne is sacrificed, flied out, and walked. Stayed off that one. It's 2-1 now. We need base runners.
Yes, a base runner with nobody out would be huge in this situation.
2-1. It's hit right center field. And it's dropping right at the bottom of the fence. Thorne is on second. He'll stop there with a leadoff double. That up boy, Marcus.
That was a well-hit baseball in right center field. And like you said, hit the base of the wall in the air.
Well, we've talked a lot about that gap in right center field today. It's been there all day long. Marcus found it.
Yep.
Now, Gage, do your job here. Let's get him in.
Well, you got your cleanup hitter up, so, you know, sacrifice bunt to get him to third base was wasting your cleanup hitter, but
it's getting the
runner in scoring position with one out, but you hate to waste the cleanup hitter on that.
And there's that gapper. It's dropping in right field. Gage Latham, one pitch and a single. And Coach Reed will hold up Thorne at third. Good job, Coach. No reason to chance it with nobody out. So here come the Hatchet bats all of a sudden. Well, 3-4 doing their job nicely.
I think with the line drive, Marcus had to hold up just a bit to make sure it wasn't going to be caught by an infielder. But it was actually a little bit higher line drive than what he maybe suspected. So he didn't really have a great jump on it. So Coach Reed wisely held him at third.
And he's going with speed on the base pads as he'll bring in Grant Niehaus to run now. Niehaus is nothing but speed. So watch what happens here, Steve Brothers.
Another good move there as he's the go-ahead run there on first base.
Watch what happens here.
Okay. So what is going to happen?
Just watch.
You're going to be a stolen base here? Coach... Our Jasper's infielders and catcher have a mound visit to see what they're going to do here with first and third.
10 hits now for the Hatchets. 4 runs. They still trail, though, by 1, 5-4 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. But runners at the corners, nobody out here in the top of the 7th.
What a ball game, huh?
It's been a good one. It has.
Lead changes.
Been a back-and-forth seesaw battle all night.
Coach Reed has many different ways he can go here.
Pinley at the plate. Looks at the first one low for ball one. Nobody out. The runner on third ties it up. He's the important one right now to keep this game alive. The 1-0 pitch. High and in the air. It should be.
That's probably going to be deep enough. Yeah, that'll be deep enough.
Left fielder underneath it. And Pinley does the job. He scores him.
And more importantly,
Niehaus makes it to second,
tagging from first base on a routine fly to left field. That was huge.
I said watch what happens, didn't I? Niehaus is unbelievable speed on the base pads like you've never seen. And we have a tie ball game. 5-5. 5-5. At the high school level, Todd. Billy Hamilton might get him, but it'd be a close one.
That was really a heads-up play.
Outside for ball one to John Brook now. Brook has struck out, flied out, and sacrificed. So he's 0-2 on the day.
That's like Albert Almora tagging from first base in the World Series, Dwayne.
Brook fouls this one out of play.
You remember that play, of course.
Absolutely. 1-1 the count. So the Hatchets get it back, tie it up at 5. Whew. What a game, huh?
Yes, it is. And you got to tip your cap to the Hatchets. You've really, really done a great job.
High for ball, too.
You know, after giving up the lead there in the 6, they could have just folded. But they came clawing back, and it's not over with yet.
2-1. It's a little looper. Second baseman coming in. Nobody can get it. Everybody's safe. Now Grant Niehaus is going to have to slide, and he's in safely at third. That one dropped for a hit for John Rook. He just kind of laid the bat out there, and it was deep enough to get past the second baseman, but too shallow for the outfielders to give chase.
Well, Niehaus on second didn't know whether it was going to get caught or not, so he had to hold up, and once it hit the ground, he was still very close to second base.
Did I say sit and watch, did
yeah. I? And he made it to third with a head-first slide, beating the throw.
That's two bases that the average runner probably not going to gut out like that.
Right. That was very good. So first and third now.
And he represents the go-ahead run now. At the plate is Isaac Whitehead. And he looks at the first one for a called strike. Now, I'll say this again. Isaac has struggled here today, which means he's overdue. I know what this guy's potential is.
Well, he's 0 for 3, but he's hit had the ball in play all three times.
0-1 to White. Chopped it foul. 0-2.
He grounded to second, and he's flied to the pops of the shortstop twice.
A deep fly ball will score the go-ahead run.
Yep.
Runners at the corners. John Rook over at first. Grant Niehaus running for Gage Latham at third.
Middle infielders playing on the grass. Big strikeout with the off-speed pitch.
Whitehead goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning. So that brings up Trey Reed.
Well, I'm sure Trey in the back of his mind is thinking, okay, I didn't catch that fly ball because maybe the sun got me, but now's my chance for redemption here.
Trey's very capable.
Yep.
Very, very capable.
Big at-bat here.
Two out, 2-1 for Trey Reed. Hits it up to short. Shortstop makes the play, tosses over to second. And the Jasper Wildcats get out of it. Fielder's choice for Reed. And now we go to the bottom of the seventh, all tied up. Jasper and Washington tied at 5. Billy Fleetwood returns to the mound and will return with the coverage right after this one-minute timeout on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Donaldson Insurance, for all of the service you need. With us, you're number one.
John and Martha and the team at Donaldson Insurance in Washington are proud to salute the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. We wish you a fun and safe season on the diamond. Opening ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Good luck this year from the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington.
Donaldson Insurance, with us, you're number one.
Trevor Croft, the first baseman, leading it off for Jasper. He's the cleanup hitter in the lineup. He has lined out and flied out and also singled. So 1 for 3 today. Big hitter for Jasper. Billy Fleetwood continues to work on the mound as Kane Fox continues his warm-up tosses.
He should be good and warm by now.
In the bullpen.
Billy has thrown 76 pitches this afternoon. Let's see if he can continue to find the strike zone as he's done most of the game.
5-5, fans. Don't go anywhere. We're in the bottom of the seventh, all tied up. Jasper at the plate. The first pitch to Croft is a called strike. What a way to get ahead, Billy.
That's a good pitch.
0-1 the count. From the full line, Fleetwood's next pitch is fouled back. Runs it to 0-2.
Looked like two curveballs there.
Just don't let one hang and get away from you.
Time for one low and outside in the dirt here.
No balls, two strikes. There it was. Outside for ball one. It was outside and in the dirt.
Yep.
The only thing about that, if you get him to chase it and it gets away from the catcher,
yeah,
got to be careful. The 1-2 pitch. Hit sharply over to short, and it's going to get through. Trey Reed dove for it but couldn't come up with it. That's a leadoff single, and you bet there's going to be a pinch runner coming now for Coach Gobert.
And there's also going to be a sacrifice bunt. So
Jacob Lentz will be at the plate. He's walked twice and scored twice. Hit into a fielder's choice, so he's 0-for-1 officially at the plate. But Lentz always finds a way to get on.
And here's our pinch runner.
Pinch runner coming in for Jasper is number 20. That is Seth Mendel. He started the game pitching.
So there's a little meeting here on the mound, meeting of the minds. Like, what are we going to do here? Well, if you're Gage Latham, you want to play about almost halfway. Even though it is the number 5 hitter, I would be moving in on that grass, expecting the sacrifice bunt. And there he is. See if he's going to move in a little closer.
Yeah, he's on the grass.
So Billy Fleetwood's going to have to cover the first baseline on the bunt.
Yeah, Whitehead holds the runner on, and that's a foul ball.
Wow, he did not bunt.
No, he swung away, and boy, that was just foul. I mean, just foul.
Down the third baseline, and Gage has moved back a few steps now. As he's just barely on the dirt here, but still, you might want to be alert for the sacrifice bunt.
See where that one came. Maybe kind of hover the line a little bit. There's a called strike. Nice pitch. Laid it right in there. 0-2. I think Billy had him fooled on that one.
Well, Coach Gobert must think that Lentz is too valuable of a hitter to waste on the bunt, as he's not bunted either time.
Here comes the 0-2. Up and in for ball one. 1-2 now. Little chin music. If you're just joining us here, Jasper, we're all tied up. 5 apiece. We're in the bottom of the 7th. We got a ball game tonight. And there's strike 3 from Billy Fleetwood. And Lentz knew it. He was kind of left in his socks as he goes down looking for out number 1.
Looked like a curveball right over the plate.
Yeah.
He was full.
He was not looking for that at all.
No.
Now watch Lubbenhusen here, because this guy is a hitter. He's doubled twice. Show him a little respect in the outfield, I do believe, boys.
And he also lined to the third baseman, so he's hit the ball well.
Big hitter. Looks at the first one for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Lubbenhusen. Next pitch, strike 2. 0-2. Lubbenhusen is behind. Billy coming right at the hitters. Stay right there, man. They're right at the knees,
yeah.
And I don't think Coach Gobert's liking the calls.
Gage maybe needs to back up a little bit and move a little bit toward that line, protecting against the double, which would be a run-scoring double, especially a good hitter as Lubbenhusen is.
Lubbenhusen. The 0-2 missed outside for ball one. The runner's going. The throw down. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. We had him, too. Just a throw got away from him.
Yeah, he was going to
he
be out.
He got a late jump on that. Late jump.
Ball was in the dirt. Finley did a nice job of stopping it, but then the throw got away from him.
Needed that one bad.
So now a base hit, probably going to score the winning run. It's on second base with only one out.
It's Noah Lubbenhusen at the plate, and he swings and misses for strike 3. The throw is to first in time, but that does allow the runner to advance to third because the ball was in the dirt.
Okay, that changes things a bit because, like you said earlier, many different ways to score from third base with two out. A balk, a pass ball, a wild pitch. So that changes things a bit, but there are two out.
Quentin Gordon is at the plate. He's singled twice and been hit by a pitch. Another big hitter for Jasper. The first pitch is a called strike. Boy, Billy is bringing it.
Billy's had a nice game tonight. He really has done a great job.
0-1 to Quentin Gordon. The next pitch, low for ball one. Boy, oh, boy. Don't let that get away from
you. He kind of nonchalanted that a little bit, looked like. I go, hey.
He made it look easy, didn't he?
I know.
Here comes the 1-1. Swung on a miss. Strike 2.
Beautiful pitch.
Atta boy, Billy. Come on, finish
him. Okay, one ball, two strikes, two out. runner on third base.
That's what they say in the old Mortal Kombat video game. Finish him. The 1-2 pitch coming to Quentin Gordon.
Oh,
low ball two. What a unbelievable game-saving stop right there by Jaden Pinley.
That was huge. That ball was way outside in the dirt, and he dove for it.
The hitter almost chased after it, actually. Whew.
Okay.
2-2 now. Pinley, nice job. Nice job.
Dwayne, it's time for that 2-2 curveball. Strike three call. What do you think?
2-2 from the full wind. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Fleetwood strikes out three in a row. To work out of it, folks. He works out of it. Three in a row.
That was a 2-2 curveball right there, but he swung and missed at it.
Unbelievable effort by Billy Fleetwood. Yeoman. Yeoman's job. We've played seven full. We go to extra innings here at Jasper on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're all tied at five. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back here at Rexer Field in Jasper, we're in extra innings, Steve Brothers. That's time and a half, isn't it?
That's what Dave told me.
9-1 and 2 at the plate here for Washington. Wes Edwards will lead it off. He has singled and doubled, scored one, and an RBI.
What a game.
Struck out his last time up, swinging away at the first pitch. He fouls it down the right side, giving chase. The right fielder, second baseman, and first baseman.
It's a fair ball.
And the right fielder makes the catch.
Wow.
He caught it, though, bro. The right fielder's the one that came up with it.
In fair territory.
Unbelievable catch by Nathan Schmidt. I have no idea how he chased that down.
He got it on the bounce, it looks like.
Oh.
Wow.
So, no, he did not catch it.
A little optical illusion there. It looked like
he came up with the ball, but it dropped right in the middle of the three of them, I guess.
Well, I think the ball was hidden. The second baseman was hiding the ball in the way. Yeah, it's a single, yeah.
All of the all of us here in the press box were fooled by that one, too.
We thought he caught it. But
really thought he did.
Yeah, looked like he caught it on a bounce. We'll take it, though.
That's a leadoff single for Wes Edwards. At the plate, the top of the order, Billy Fleetwood.
That looked like it was going foul all the way, but it looked like maybe the wind blew it back into fair territory.
Been a couple of them like that here today.
Those pop flies are an adventure this afternoon.
Wes Edwards is going. Here comes the throw down to second. It's high, not in time. And Edwards is in safely, representing the go-ahead run out there with Billy Fleetwood at the plate. I believe the pitch was a ball, wasn't it? 1-0. Yes.
Yeah.
Fleetwood singled his last time up. He's actually 2-for-4 at the plate today. Couple of singles. Looks at this one low for ball two.
How about 3-for-5? We'll take that, won't we?
Yes, we will. Absolutely. What a game. If you're just joining us, fans, we're all tied at five. We're in extra innings, the top of the fifth. Here at Rexer Field in Jasper, or top of the eighth, I should say. We're all tied at five in the top of the eighth. It's got me nervous in this game, bro.
Yep.
Hatchets are searching for their first win against Jasper since 1995. They have fought tooth and nail here today. Fleetwood flies this one in right field. Edwards will be tagging to third. Schmidt having trouble. He dropped it.
My gosh, that wind
is... He dropped the ball. And here comes Wes Edwards. He's going to score. Billy Fleetwood is on third. And now Fleetwood is out. I don't know what Billy did there.
Well, the ball was hit so high. And like we said, every fly ball is a real adventure out there with the wind. And Billy got around so quickly that there was a play at the plate, and he found himself halfway between third and home and got caught in the rundown.
Well, Fleetwood reaches on the air. It will be the fourth Jasper air of this ball game. That one was huge.
Yep.
But he is tagged out at home for the first out of the inning. So instead of a runner on third and nobody out, we have one out, nobody on.
But importantly, we have one in.
And Daniel Devine at the plate, he fouls it back. Evens the count at 1-1.
Well, Billy was, you know, being very aggressive there on the base path, but it came back to bite him, unfortunately. Coach Reed was
going full tilt, man.
Yeah. Coach Reed was concentrating on the play at the plate, which he should have been, because, it was a relatively close play at the plate. He was clearly safe, but everybody kind of lost track of Billy there a little bit.
2-1 the count to Daniel Devine. So the Hatchets have plated the go-ahead run. They now lead 6-5. Of course, Jasper will get their bats. It's not a sudden death situation, unfortunately.
Yeah. Still, it would have been nice to have Billy there on third.
Yeah, an extra run was not hurt a thing with this Jasper team. The 2-2 pitch to Devine. Missed outside for ball three. Runs it full at 3-2.
You know, those fly balls must be vicious out there.
Oh, man.
Nobody's really caught one comfortably.
The payoff pitch. Low for ball four. Daniel Devine trots to first with a one-out walk. Here comes Marcus Thorne. He had the big double back in the seventh, and he scored that tying run. Let's do it again, Marcus. It was one hop on the base of the home run fence out there in right center.
And with the wind blowing out that way, boy, a ball hit out there is going to carry.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it on the right side. This one is fouled.
Again, the wind might blow that back into fair territory.
Oh, my gosh, it did. No.
Well, I said fair territory. I meant in play and foul territory.
I mean, though, that one looked like it was going way out of play.
I know, but luckily for Washington, the first baseman was not able to get to it. But that looked like, again, completely out of play, but the wind blew it back in to foul territory.
What we have to remember is we'll have to deal with that in the field
right
at the bottom of the inning, too. So, snap throw over to first. Devine's back in safely. One in for the Hatchets here in the top of the eighth. They now have the advantage 6-5 in this Big 8 Conference Battle Royale. The pitch is in the dirt low to Marcus Thorne. That evens it up at 1-1.
Again, that bounced in front of home plate. So, Coach Reed have Devine stealing, you think?
We'll see here. He is going, and Thorne hits it in right field.
It may carry out.
It's deep, and it's another missed ball. Thorne is on second, and Coach Reed will hold up Daniel Devine at third.
Well, Devine was going on the pitch, but it was a fly ball, so he found himself at second base, and he couldn't really run any further because it was catchable. But once again, the right fielder could not haul it in. So
they do give him a hit on that.
Yeah, it was over his head, but it was catchable.
Marcus Thorne with another double stands on second.
Yeah,
Daniel Devine's at third, and look who's up, Gage Latham.
Unfortunately, Devine just was in no man's land again. He didn't know whether to go to third or go back to first because it was a catchable play.
Right. It must be wicked out there, bro. That's all I can say. And there's another one to right field. That one is not going to stay in, I don't think. It does stay in, but Latham is on second. One run is in. Two runs is... The play at the plate is not in time. Two runs in for the Hatchets. Gage Latham on second. And now Washington leads 8-5. Hatchet fans on their feet.
Huge back-to-back hits to right field by Thorne and Latham. And they looked identical and
they're
identically
carrying.
Played.
Well, they're carrying everything. Look at that. Everything is going that way now.
Well, the right fielder is
really struggling. You got to feel for him. It's a... Nathan Schmidt.
Yeah, he's got to feel really bad out there because those two balls were not easy.
No. And the wind has taken something like you would not believe here this afternoon.
They were well hit, and they landed between the right fielder and the fence. So they were well hit, but could have been caught.
Strike one to Pinley, and then he looks at the next one high for ball one. So three go-ahead runs in for Washington now. They lead 8-5 here in the eighth. And this one hit by Pinley on the ground. Third baseman fields it. Pearson tosses over to first. So Pinley will be thrown out for the second out of the inning. That leaves it up to John Rook, the Hatchet DH. But again, I will say this one more time. Our fielders must be aware of what's going on out there,
too. I'll tell you what, Jasper's had a tough, tough time out there all day long defensively.
14 hits for the Hatchets today. First pitch to John Rook is a called strike.
Jasper has been credited with 4 errors plus 3 or 4 that could have been caught.
That's just missed. Evens it up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 out, 1 on here in the Hatchet 8th. Fouled back and out of play. Runs it to 1-2 now.
We think foul back, but who knows?
That's true.
Even that one, the wind might have blown it back on this side of the fence.
The 1-2 pitch outside for ball two. 2-2 now. So Washington trailed by one heading into the seventh.
They were luckily able to tie it up.
And John Rook gets a hold of one now. That's going to drop for extra bases. One bounce off the fence. Gage Latham scores. Rook stands on second with the third double of the inning for the Hatchets.
All well hit. All well hit.
Hatchet sticks have come alive in a big way. That's the fourth run across here in the eighth. And now it's Isaac Whitehead.
Well, I'll bet Coach Gobert is not a happy camper down there as his team has played rather sloppily this afternoon.
And this one jammed him, fouled it back, 0-1 to Isaac Whitehead.
This is kind of reminiscent of that Cubs 9-run eighth inning there last week in the cold, although it's not nearly as cold as that. Ooh, swung and missed.
Whitehead missed. 0-2 now to the Hatchet first baseman.
This is the eighth batter in the inning.
Well, there's been some big hits by the Hatchets.
I know. Three doubles especially.
0-2. Right in there for a called strike three. And that will do it for the Hatchets in the eighth. 4 runs. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. 1 error. And 1 left on. Jasper needs 4 runs to stay alive. They trail 9-5. We'll be back to Ruxer Field and Jasper after this 1-minute timeout on WAMW.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and 3 meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-68 or 1-877-MYERS-22.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Well, here we go to the bottom of the eighth. Billy Fleetwood continues to work for the Hatchets. Let's see if he can finish this one.
Well, Billy's up to 93 pitches now, Dwayne.
Oh.
And there is work in the Hatchet bullpen again.
We
He'd be wise to throw strikes immediately, because when you're down four, you want to probably take a few pitches. So why not take some strikes right down the middle?
Well, that is a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
Leading it off for Jasper, Isaac Bartley. We got a pinch hitter, the junior, number four. First plate appearance. Batting in the number eight hole for the Wildcats. Again, nine runs for Washington, 15 hits today. One error. Jasper has five runs on nine hits and four errors. The first pitch from Fleetwood is fouled for strike one.
He's up there swinging. I'm not sure that's a good strategy.
Isaac Bartley. The next pitch from Fleetwood on the way. Swung on and missed again. Strike two. I think Billy wants to finish this one.
Yep.
It's coming right at him. The blankets are out. The heavy coats are out now. The 0-2 missed outside. Good spot for that. Runs it to 1-2. Sun going down, so you feel a lot of the wind and the cold temperature starting to settle in.
But not in the press box.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Again low for ball two, 2-2. Justin Pearson waits on deck. It's 8-9-1 at the plate here for Jasper in their bottom of the eighth. We're in extra innings. Washington leading 9-5. Swung on and missed. Isaac Bartley goes down on strikes. That is the fourth strikeout in a row for senior Billy Fleetwood.
Four in a row. And only five for the whole game, but four in a row.
So here comes Justin Pearson. Pearson's first pitch, low for ball one.
Here comes pitch number 100.
This one is hit left center field. It's going to be trouble. It drops in between Daniel Devine and Marcus Thorne. Devine gets it in quickly, and he holds Pearson on first. Boy, Pearson had dreams of getting to second.
That looked like a double at first, didn't it?
Nice job by Devine getting that ball in quickly out there. So the top of the order, batting next, Josh Weidenbinner. This is his fifth plate appearance today. Singled, hit into a fielder's choice, walked, popped out. And he's swinging away for strike one. Left-hand hitter against the right-handed Fleetwood. No balls, one strike to Weidenbinner. Just missed low. Evens it up at 1-1 now.
Got some shadows, Dwayne, as the pitcher Whitehead, or the pitcher Fleetwood, is in the sun and the batter's in the shade.
The 1-1, pop, or it's grounded foul back to the backstop. Makes it 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. One out. Hatchett's looking to seal the deal here in extra innings in the eighth. They lead 9-5. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Chop foul down the first baseline. We'll stay at 1-2. The game was moving right along, and now we're 2 hours in. Still not bad for an eight-inning game.
Right. And all those hits and base runners on both teams.
The 1-2 pitch. High for ball two, 2-2. Billy tried to get him to chase one there.
Looked like he came in a little sidearm on that delivery.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. And Weidenbinner goes down for the second out of the inning. That is the fifth strikeout, six hitters. Unbelievable.
Nothing like getting stronger as the day goes on.
Unbelievable effort by Fleetwood. Here's Grant Albrand. And there's a called strike.
Dwayne, we are two strikes away from one of the biggest wins in Washington Hatchet baseball's recent history.
The 0-1 pitch. Missed outside. Just missed outside. 1-1. Coaching staff really wanted that one.
I'm sure that Coach Reed and, and Barnard and Browning are pretty excited about this.
2-1 now. Well, and they want Billy to finish this.
Yep.
I think the whole Hatchet fan section wants him to finish this. The 2-1 pitch. Man, they're just missing that outside corner. Just missing it. 3-1 now. Billy stayed there, though, and he hasn't budged. He's
okay,
consistent.
We're up to 110 pitches, so he can't go much longer.
Now, Penley comes out to call a quick conference with his infield. Three balls and one strike to the hitter, Grant Albrand.
If he loses this batter, coach may give him one more batter. But it would be the number three hitter, Simmers. And see what we have. 3-1.
3-1.
Lost him.
Outside for ball four. So a two-out walk for Albrand. Here comes Coach Reed. And Coach is going to bring in a relief pitcher.
Yep. Well, Billy had, like I said, 110, 111 pitches there, so it was time.
What a game. What a game by Fleetwood. He'll get a big round of applause, as he so deserves. And with that, Kane Fox will come in to try to finish this one for the Hatchets. 9-5 our score. Two on and two out. We will be back after this 1 minute timeout on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Washington, understands this. That's why Alan Bubalo is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW. For all your investment needs, call 254-1340 or stop by the office at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Kane Fox on to finish this one for the Hatchets now, as Billy Fleetwood pitched a stellar game today. Unbelievable effort from the Hatchet senior.
Well, unfortunately, there's a little pressure here on Kane Fox, as, not many Hatchet pitchers in recent history have been in this situation where they can close a game here to beat the Wildcats in extra innings.
You got 3, 4, and 5 coming up. Austin Simmers is first. He's grounded out, lined out, popped out, and flied out. So he is 0-for-4, but he's made contact every plate appearance.
Well, I would rather just throw strikes, and if they hit it, they hit it, rather than walking people at this point. You got two down, throw the ball over the plate, and see what happens. So let's see how he responds to this pressure. We've got runners on, what, first and second, two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Hatchet's leading by 4, 9-5.
Austin Simmers at the plate facing Kane Fox. Fox called strike, 0-1.
Good start.
Runner at first, Grant Albrand. Out at second, Justin Pearson. The 0-1.
Oh, little bit high, says the umpire.
Where is it? 1-1.
Looked pretty good.
One ball, one strike. Austin Simmers swung on, fouled it back. 1-2 now.
One strike away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is big time. This is huge. One ball, two strikes. A lot of pressure here.
1-2 pitch, missed high.
Curveball.
2-2.
Okay, he's got to come right to him now. Fastball right down the middle. See what happens. Challenge him.
Two balls, two strikes. Two out. There it is. Kane Fox does it. And the Hatchets get the win on the road. Coach Reed gives Kane Fox an attaboy. Billy Fleetwood gets a hug from Coach Reed. And the Hatchets celebrate their first victory over the Jasper Wildcats since 1995. Let the celebration begin.
Wow, that's a huge, huge win for this program.
What a game. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Hatchets 9, Jasper 5 in 8 innings. Washington improves to 7-1. They knock the Wildcats down to 7-3. And we'll be back with the Hatchet postgame report after this on WAMW.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Springfield work and planning is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and tanks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. Watch your speed, keep your lights on, and beware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a fruitful planting season for everyone.
Freddy Energy, locally owned and operated in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Hatchets get the win on the road. Coach Steve Reed makes his way up for some comments, and we will talk to him. I know he's got a smile on his face as he is walking by the Hatchet crowd tonight. This is one he's wanted for some time. Hatchets win it again, 9-5 final. Washington, 9 runs, 15 hits, 1 error. The Hatchets left 8 on base. For Jasper, 5 runs, 10 hits, 4 big errors, and 9 left on for the Wildcats. And the celebration is underway in Washington as the Hatchets get the victory. Coach Steve Reed, man, this is one that you've been wanting. Well, it's one since the community has been wanting since 1995, sir.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. I mean, it means a lot, you know. You know, there for a while, you know, they gave us a little bit. We give them. I mean, it seemed like there for a while nobody wanted to win the game. And, you know, I tell the guys, Jasper, great ball club. They're high school kids. You know what I mean? They're going to make mistakes. And, you know, we took advantage of that last inning at right fielder. We just kind of wore him out and, you know, sent a couple balls deep. But just, yeah, way to fight. Billy Fleetwood, I mean, you know, senior bulldog on the mound. We had him at about 108, I think, is what he finished with. You got to remember, Billy had some quick innings early with the double plays, which kind of kept his pitch count down. Kane Fox came in there and got the big strikeout. So, but, you know, Dwayne, 15 hits. You're looking at the board, 15 hits. Just a great job of you know, hitting the ball, Billy's performance, and, you know, just had the one error. Nobody feels worse than Trey did there. I mean, you know, he just flat dropped the ball. It happens, you know what I mean? And I feel bad for him, but we fought back. I mean, you know, put four up in the eighth and even ran into an out there with Billy. And, you know, but we've got the team, guys. We can overcome that stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, after winning on this field, these kids believe now. And we can go on a hell of a run now. These kids
believe. They should, absolutely. It was a full team effort. You know, defensively, Gage Latham, 2 double plays to end the second and third inning. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, when that happened, Dwayne, I looked up and I said, a break. I don't think in 10 years I've never had a break on this field. And we're starting to get breaks. That means something. Here we go. And matter of fact, when I was walking up, I told the fans, I said, I know how the Cubs fans feel now. The streak's over.
Yeah, right. I don't think it's an overstatement, Steve, to say this is the biggest Hatchet baseball win this century.
It's big.
This century.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And, you know, bro, it's getting the kids to believe that they can do it, and that's something you can't teach. You know, we all have those teams that, you know, for whatever reason, and obviously I don't want to take nothing away. This program is top-notch. I mean, Jasper's top program in the state, there's no doubt about it. And but you know, when you have a team you feel like can do it, it's that mental part, you know, getting them over that mental hump. It's like, hey guys, let's just go play a hard 21 outs, hard 7 innings, in this case 8. But
That's probably just more important than the actual physical win is in your head.
It is. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you beat the team that's got that name on their shirt. You feel like you can beat anybody in the state. So, yeah, we'll take it. Again, great team effort. We overcome some obstacles, but baseball, you know.
This is the first time. I remember I go back to our sectional last year here. This is the first time where we were tied 5-5 going into extra innings. That team knew what they had to do, and they weren't down. They were going to go out there and get those runs and win the ball
game. That's right.
They had the confidence tonight.
Told them, Dwayne, when they tied it, we were down. Actually, we were down one. I said, we're going to see what we're made of right here. See what we're made of, and I think we saw what we're made of. I mean, you know, put one up in the seventh and four in the eighth. So, you know, and they kicked it around a little bit too, guys. You look up, and there's a four errors on their board there and one for us. So, I got to tell the guys that they're high school kids. They put their pants on the same way you guys do and just play hard, man.
But you got huge back-to-back contact, great contact with Marcus and
And what we did, bro, we went to right. And, you know, when he first came in, we were lunging, trying to pull. You can't pull a lefty. Ball's tailing away. You've got to use the other way. And what you saw there in that eighth inning, we just pounded that right field. And, you know, balls were hit well. Yep. I mean, they drove that kid back the track, and that's a tough catch for any high school kid to make.
Yep.
So, guys, I'm ecstatic, proud of my guys, and the heck of a win.
Celebrate this one, Coach. Yep. It's big. We appreciate being here to bring the coverage because it was fun for us as well up here in the booth.
Sure, absolutely.
Tell the guys congratulations.
Guys. Thank you. Will do. Thank you.
We'll be we'll wrap it up here again. The final, Washington wins over Jasper 9-5. 9-5. 15 hits for the Hatchets. 10 hits for Jasper. Winning pitcher today, Billy Fleetwood, throws over 100 pitches, gets the victory. Solid performance from the senior. The loss will go to the reliever for Jasper. That is Noah Lubbenhusen, who came on in relief and gave up some big hits, as Coach mentioned, in that right field drive. And he'll go down with the loss here today. So, bro, wrap it up.
Well, you can't overstate how big this win was. And as Coach said, the mental aspect, because we've come to this field for years and years and years. And even in tournament time, we've come here and come up short a few times where maybe we could have won a few of them over the last couple of decades. And to come here at this beautiful ballpark and come away with the W is unbelievable.
Well, we take a 7-1 record to Tecumseh tomorrow night. Not much time to celebrate. Right back at it tomorrow on the road once again. For Steve Brothers and our studio producer, Renee Lyle, back at home base, Washington, the Hatchets have a win for the first time since 1995 here at Jasper. Hatchets win it 9-5. Good night. So long from Ruxer Field.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.